Good morning. This is Elaine, your co-host for Freedom from Pain programs with Dr. Yi Wing Tong. Have you ever been in so much pain that you can't get out of bed? Are you so depressed that you don't want to go on with your life anymore? Are you sick of all the drugs your doctors prescribe which give you more side effects than relief? And when your meds don't work, does your doctor say that it's all in your head? Well, I have exciting news for you. You will find the solution to all these problems with our programs. Every week, you will hear actual case histories from our patients with a variety of chronic problems and how Dr. Tong's unique blend of Eastern and Western medicine cures them. Now, by cure, we don't mean endless suppression of symptoms with drugs or hormone therapy. We mean that your pain and other symptoms can be eliminated, and you don't need ongoing treatment of any kind except supplementing what you don't get from your food. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's find out more about Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong, you are a graduate of Caltech, received your doctorate degree at the USC School of Medicine, and your anesthesia training at the LA County Medical Center. How did all this conventional training evolve into what you do today with anesthetic injections, Chinese medicine, homeopathy, and nutritional therapy without the use of toxic drugs?
Well, I guess it started on my second year in medical school when we began pharmacology. I tried all kinds of drugs for a chronic insomnia I had. I was disappointed. Either they don't work or they have too much side effects. A couple of years later, I was exposed to acupuncture. This time I was skeptical. I tried the treatment, in fact, with the intention to prove that it doesn't work. But I found that it did. And that, nothing like what I do today, nothing so profound like what I do today, but yeah, I got enough interest to begin studying Chinese medicine. After my training, I began a full-time anesthesia practice. And on a part-time basis, I combine anesthesia injection with the acupuncture, a procedure I call neurobioenergetics treatment, or NBE treatment. And slowly, I found that I get better results with my NBE method than they did with conventional drug and surgery. So about 17 years ago, I quit anesthesia altogether and been managing chronic disorder ever since. I guess the turning point really started about 12 years ago, when I found that I was curing also non-pain problems such as depression, diabetes, and so forth. So I decided to try to find out what is qi, Chinese medicine based on. So I studied a energy exercise called qi gong. And I learned actually how to emit energy from my body and treat people. In fact, I could emit my energy and move people many feet away from them behind the back. Sounds incredible, that's true. But I guess I got carried away, and I did this daily for about 6 months and really drained my energy. I developed severe pain, depression, fatigue, and depression was more devastating than the pain. I tried all kinds of naturopathic doctor, chiropractic, energy healers. I even went to Hong Kong. Nothing works. So finally I calmed down and say I got to be able to heal myself with my NBE method. And slowly, I also learned herbs, homeopathic, and nutrition. And in the course of the last 10 years, I revitalized my health. And the purpose of this show is to share my knowledge gained from my experience and my research.
Well, that is an interesting story. So in a sense, you are your own guinea pig.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I checked your website out, and I found that not only do you have incredible results, but you treat a wide range of disorders, from acne, Alzheimer's, mental disorders, to uterine prolapse and yeast infections. Well, this to me is incredible.
Incredible, but it's true, okay? Once you understand something, the mystery is gone. It really all had to do with the mind and how the mind and body work together to heal itself. We'll discuss in more detail this mind-body mechanism later on. But today, I really want to prove this astounding claim that all chronic degenerative diseases can be cured. And the best way to do this is to hear from our patients. On our line right now is Nancy. She came to me with neck pain that radiated down the shoulder, making her arm weak and numb. But the only way to cure anything is holistically. So in the process, we also cure her hormonal imbalance, cervical dysplasia, that means she's had cancer cells in her cervix, reduce her breast tumor, craving for sweets, Pepsi and coffee, Let's hear from Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Let's hear your story.
Well, Elaine, I have a great story to tell because when I first was referred to Dr. Tong, I was in a tremendous amount of pain, having gone through two automobile accidents back in the early 70s, almost 30 years of increased pain to the point where I was almost totally debilitated. And from that, those two automobile accidents, I've ended up with two degenerative discs in my neck and excruciating pain in my neck and my shoulders radiating down into my arm, and to the point where my right hand had even gone numb. So I was referred by this friend of mine to see Dr. Tong as a last resort before I went into surgery, because that was all that was anyone was promising me at that point, was surgery on my spine. The first treatment, I immediately saw a reduction in pain and came back within the first week for a second treatment with Dr. Tong. And, you know, in that first week, I would say my pain decreased probably by 40% in the first week.
Wow.
This was unbelievable to me, since I had been on so many painkillers that I was really just zombie-like at that point. So I gradually just decreased my painkillers and continued to come in for treatment. And I now function with no painkillers.
Wow.
None whatsoever.
Well, Nancy, what else did I do for you?
Craving
for sweets, you know, your hormone problem,
okay.
Your cervix problem, your breast tumor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I had such good results on the pain area, we started to talk about, Dr. Tong and I started to talk about other areas of things that were bothering me within my body. And I've had a really bad hormonal imbalance, had suffered for years for PMS, and my pap had shown malignant cervical dysplasia, and I had ended up with fibroid tumors in my breast. And through Dr. Tong's treatment and through many of his natural hormonal supplements, and I am now off of my hormone replacement, and my last pap smear showed no abnormal cells.
That's incredible.
And my breast, the fibroid in my breast has reduced by over 50% as of my last mammogram.
Well, I have a question for you, Nancy.
Sure.
You're not taking any hormone replacement?
I am not taking
any. You have no menopausal symptoms at all? No hot flashes? Nothing?
None whatsoever.
Well,
none.
That's incredible.
That really is. It really is.
Well,
only one of my girlfriends who's got that, so it's pretty amazing.
Actually, you weren't not on any natural hormone replacement. You're just on food supplements.
Food supplements.
Yeah,
okay.
Food only.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And you're craving for sweets. I heard you're a Pepsi addict.
I'm a Pepsi addict for all of my life.
Yeah.
And
6 packs a day.
I was drinking at least a 6-pack of Pepsi every single day of my life.
And now?
Oh, yeah. Now, if I get the craving, I usually have a couple sips, maybe once a week. I don't even finish one can.
So you don't even crave it anymore?
No. No. It's pretty amazing, huh?
Wow. Thanks, Nancy, for sharing your story with us. We will invite you back later.
Okay.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong on KBRT 740 AM. We know you want to get rid of your pain and depression. We know you want to stop your drugs and get true relief. Call us now at 714-556-8664 and make an appointment with Dr. Tong. He can get rid of your pain like he did for Nancy. To learn more about us, check out our website at www.drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Now, Dr. Tong, let's talk about Nancy. This is an amazing story. She no longer takes any medication, has no pain, no depression, no cervical dysplasia, no breast tumor. I mean, her cravings for sweets are virtually nil. She doesn't even have any hot flashes without hormone replacements. This is unheard of. Can you explain this?
Well, the key really has to do with treating the cause rather than covering symptoms as with the conventional approach. The cause, as I said, has to do with the invisible energy part of the human. And this is a perfect example of mind over matter, energy over form. It is the energy disturbances rather than the physical degeneration that cause the symptoms. The physical degeneration are actually the symptoms. Chinese medicine, homeopathic, food supplements, all work on balancing the energy system, the physical and the mental. Once the mind and body are balanced, the symptoms disappear. Now, to give you another example, on the line right now is Steve. He came to me about 15 years ago. He was a young man then with a lot of degeneration of the cervical spine from a car accident with excruciating pain. He used to work a lot. Then just a few hours working would get him very fatigued. He had depression, suicidal tendency, went to UCLA, Scripps, and had immune deficiency, lactose intolerance. We cure all these problems.
Hey, Steve.
Hi.
Why don't you tell me your story? What happened before you came to see Dr. Tong?
I have problems with my back for years and years. I had re-injured my back, my low back, and had been on disability for quite a while. And the doctors I was going to, the chiropractors and the regular doctors, weren't helping me at all. And I just wasn't getting anywhere at all. In fact, my energy level got so bad that I couldn't hardly work more than a few hours a day.
So you were in constant pain?
Yeah, pretty much. And I just really got really depressed from it all. And
then you went to UCLA, right?
I went to UCLA and I went to Scripps Clinic in La Jolla, and they ran a whole bunch of tests on me, and they said there was absolutely nothing wrong with me. They said that I probably was suffering from depression, and they gave me some pills to take. And
did that help?
No, I got lost on the way going to work.
On the side effect of the pills.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yes.
So what led you to go see Dr. Tong?
I had heard about him, and I'd always wanted to try acupuncture, and I heard he was doing something special, and I wanted to find out what it was. And I went down and had some treatments, and it was amazing. The change was almost immediate.
How'd you feel after the first treatment?
Oh, a lot better, a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And then as each continual treatment, it just kept getting better and better. Over a period of time, I found out that I was doing, you know, way, way more than I had been before the treatment started.
So you were living your life again?
Yeah, I was pretty much back on track. And over a period of time, I got back on track so good that I started overdoing it.
Yeah, actually, Steve drives from Victorville each day and work about 60 to 80 hours a week. Driving from Victorville to Orange County.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I have Kaiser insurance. I can go see my doctors anytime for free. And I choose to drive 100 miles to Orange County and see Dr. Tong.
Every time, you got a cold, a flu, pain.
I'm going to a regular doctor. You go there and you have a respiratory infection, a cold or something, and all they do is give you a bunch of pills. And
it causes you to get lost on the freeway.
Yeah, Steve is our biggest donation of my rent.
Right. I'd rather just go. If I know I'm coming down with something, if I go get a treatment, within 48 hours it's gone. It never happened.
Yeah.
Whereas if I had just waited it out or, you know, gone to the doctor and got something to try to knock it out, I would have had it for a week, you know, 2 weeks maybe.
Also, you had lactose intolerance. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, if I drank any milk at all or had any dairy products, I'd be instantly in the bathroom. I couldn't handle anything. And after some treatments to my stomach, I eat ice cream all the time now.
Without any symptoms at all?
No, nothing. In fact, I used to take those pills they give you if you're lactose intolerant, and it made the food taste funny and made you feel bloated. But now I can eat ice cream or anything I want, really.
Well, that's great, Steve. Thanks for sharing your story with us. We'll invite you back later to talk more in depth about your condition. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, Dr. Tong, Steve went to UCLA and the famous Scripps Institute at La Jolla and didn't get help at all? That's impossible. UCLA was my alma mater. I'm sure they did some help.
No, you guys just went to the wrong place. You had gone to USC.
And he can eat ice cream without any allergic reactions? I mean, that's great news
that's
for ice
right,
cream
yes.
lovers. I have a question, though. With all his physical spine degeneration, how do you get rid of the pain?
Like I say, the degeneration, like the pain, are both symptoms. They're physical symptoms. This is another good example of mind over matter. In fact, check out our next patient, Billy. She had holes or a lot of cavities in her spinal cord, a condition called syringomyelia. There's no treatment. Surgery have a 90% chance of getting her paralyzed, so that's not any
yeah,
treatment.
The cure is worse than the disease.
Right. She's on the line right now. Let's hear she tell the story.
Hey, Billy. How you doing? just fine.
Good. Why don't you tell us your story about what happened to you before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Okay, in 1985, I was diagnosed with syringomyelia, which is a spinal disease, and it's very, very painful. And at that time, because it was so rare, there wasn't much medical information out about it. And my symptoms, I started dragging my left leg, and I was having a lot of pain in the left side of my body. And when I realized it wasn't going to go away, I went to the first neurologist, the many that I have seen. And I had two MRIs done, and they said they could do surgery, but there was a 99% chance I'd be paralyzed. And he had his colleague go over the results, and he agreed with his findings, so we decided not to pursue that line anymore. I went periodically to neurologists, but I was told there was nothing new in the treatment for the syringomyelia. My walking was getting more painful, and then a friend of mine suggested that I go to his acupuncturist. So I called, and he said he couldn't cure me, but he would keep me walking as long as he could. I began the treatments, and because the pain was going away, I continued to go for over 10 years.
Now, do you need a brace to walk, or, I mean, what's your condition in that respect?
At that point, I was doing okay, but I had a cane.
Yes,
you know, I could walk. It was very painful,
uh-huh.
But I could still walk.
Okay.
I had to go back periodically for my insurance benefits to neurologists, and they laughed at me when I told them what I was doing, but I figured I'd beat the odds because they told me I'd be in a wheelchair in 2 years. The only treatment that they would give me was anti-inflammatories and pain pills, and for the short time that I did take them, they didn't work. They didn't do anything.
Nothing at all.
I was in a lot of pain at this time. I had to get a walker. If I went outside, I was in a wheelchair. But in 1998, my husband and I were in a car accident, and I began having really bad pain in my hips and both my legs. And I tried for a while for the acupuncture, but it wasn't working. And it was a long way for me to go, so I just quit going. I went back to my old doctors, and they said, all we can do is pain pills. And by that time, I had a leg brace, a walker, and a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors told me I should get a leg brace, and that would help with the pain, but it didn't do any good. I met a lady who knew that I was in a lot of pain, and she suggested that I should go see Dr. Tong, and I did. After the second treatment, I didn't need my leg brace, I didn't need my cane, I didn't need my walker, I could walk all over, I didn't have to have a wheelchair.
So you didn't go in your wheelchair at all?
No, I didn't. My mother was amazed because we went for a bite to eat, and she said, aren't you going to take your wheelchair? And I said, no, I can do this, Mom, I'm not in any pain anymore.
And for how long were you able to do that?
I had the four treatments, and they lasted about a couple of months. I was completely normal.
2 months.
2 months.
That's for about 2 months.
I thought it was 4 days. 2 months.
Yeah, for about 2 months.
No leg brace or anything?
Nothing.
Oh.
I took everything off, and that was it. So after the fourth treatment, Dr. Tong's office called to get more coverage, and my insurance company refused. They said four treatments, I should be cured. And I asked them how
to
tell me that.
Yes.
And, you know, you don't probably don't even have many people who have this disease, and yet you're telling me, you know, that I can't have any more treatment.
So what did you do about it?
I would call all the time and bother them and bug them and beg them for treatments, and they just said no.
Well, we went to the Orange County Medical Association.
Finally, they turned my case over to the Orange County Medical Association,
mm-hmm.
and I was told that once a month, a doctor would come in to review the cases and to call back on a certain date, which I would give him a couple extra days and call back. But for 6 months, the doctor was too busy. He was off on vacation. He was out playing golf. He didn't come in.
Yeah, did this doctor even, has he even ever seen you before?
I have never seen the doctor. I have never talked to the doctor on the phone.
So did they finally decide something?
After the 6 months, he reviewed my case, and I was turned down.
The Orange County Medical Association turned her down.
Right, turned me down.
In spite of these incredible results.
It's just sight unseen, not even talking to me, just looking at my case, and they just turned me down.
Well, you know what, Billy, we're going to call you back and give more detail on this case, because I think this is atrocious, and we want to hear from other patients. So we'll invite you back to another program and have you give more detail on your case, okay?
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Billy sharing her story on Dr. Tong's Freedom from Pain programs on KBRT 740 AM. Dr. Tong can get rid of your pain and depression like he did for Billy, Steve, and Nancy. Call us now at 714-556-8664 and make an appointment. Visit our website, www.drtong.com. If you call today before 2 p.m., we will give you a supplement to reduce sugar cravings. Our number is 714-556-8664. Well, Billy's story is incredible. She was better after the second treatment despite no relief with the conventional method for 14 years. How many patients actually get instant relief like her?
Actually, 92% of my patients feel better the first time, dramatically better the first time. And I'm documenting this to publish my result later by having patients fill out an initial report after the first treatment. And in fact, I have thousands of cases like that and hundreds of them post on my website. And you know that the ironic thing is that most cases are pretty easy. And on top of that, I don't need to do any MRIs, CAT scans, and expensive tests. Now, let's hear from the last patient of today, Larry. He's a former Wimbledon tennis player. In fact, he won international titles in the past. He had arthritis of knee so bad that they wanted to do a knee replacement and no more tennis. I cured him. The last 6 months or so, he had been competing in three tennis tournaments. One of them is national title against former professionals. And each time he came in the top three. Let's hear from Larry.
Okay, go ahead, Larry.
Okay. Yeah, I first heard of Dr. Tong through a friend that was seeing him. And I told him about my story, how I had been to a doctor and had a knee problem, which kept me from playing tennis, which has been my hobby and my interest my entire life, even to the extent where I've played tournaments worldwide. And so this took me out of tennis, and the news from the doctor I was seeing was, he says, you ought to consider a knee replacement, a new knee, because my knees were bad and were injured from playing tennis, and so I didn't really like the sound of that, so I spent 6 months or so not doing anything with tennis and, with pain in my knees, and as I mentioned, I saw my friend who was a tennis player, and he mentioned Dr. Tong, and then in seeing Dr. Tong, I had the injections, the treatment, he gave me a complete evaluation, and when I came in, and after a few treatments, before I knew it, all of a sudden, I began to notice improvement, and, it was just a matter of time, and, geez, my knees are completely well now.
And are you playing tennis now?
Oh, yeah, I've even played a couple of national tournaments for my age division this year, just returned from one in Philadelphia, where we finished in the top eight in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then earlier, a couple months ago, I played one in Orange County, which was the hard courts, and finished third in that.
And no knee problems?
No, my knees are great, moving as well as ever, no problems.
And you also have neck pain and headaches for 30-some years.
Yeah, that's interesting because I came in to have work done on my knees, and I figured while I was here, I mentioned a couple other problems I was having to Dr. Tong, my wrist, my neck, and problems there, and I figured, why not have him take a look at that, so that was kind of a bonus. I've had tremendous improvement in those areas, too. Those injuries have been, for so long, it's been a little slower in healing, but I've had, a tremendous improvement in those.
So today, do you still have a lot of pain?
Not like I used to. None in my knees, and, it's more discomfort than I would consider pain now.
So you're playing tennis like you were before?
Oh, yeah. Even better than before.
Better than before.
Yeah. Even better. I mean, my movement in other areas have improved, for my total well-being.
Well, that's great. We'll invite you back later to talk more about your condition.
Okay.
But thanks for your time, Larry.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
Well, Dr. Tong, these are amazing results. I mean, especially for people who are athletics or are in sports professionally, to be able to play sports again, I mean, it's incredible. But do patients have to keep coming to see you to get better?
Not really. After the initial course of treatment, when you get rid of the symptom, what we do is that We teach a patient the responsibility to modify their lifestyle factor that caused the problem in the first place, like what kind of thing they eat wrong, the stress, and how much toxin they're getting from food, and especially prescription drugs. But in any case, if they modify their lifestyle and adhere to the diet, they get a cure. Then they will come back to us periodically, maybe 6 months to a year or so, to get a tune-up. They're just like you tune up your car once in a while.
Well, my final question is, the medical profession has struggled for a whole century to find a cure for diseases, but has not found a cure for one. Why are your results not known?
Well, in fact, I did present my finding in a medical symposium sponsored by the Maricopa Medical Center in Arizona, and my synopsis was entitled, Chronic Disorder Are Curable with the NBE Treatment. A year before that, I had submitted a comprehensive paper to New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, and Lancet. They all turned it down with the excuse that that was not their priority. See, as you can hear from the patients, the case issue today, medicine today is more about money than about helping the patient. In fact, what you don't know is that last month, a month ago, July 26th issue of JAMA, there was a landmark study showing that legitimate drug and surgery treatment today are killing over 250,000 people in hospital only, and it's our third leading cause of death in the United States. Another study showed that properly prescribed drug kill over 100,000 patients a year in hospital. There was JAMA April 15, 1998.
So drugs are actually the cause rather than the cure of the disease.
That's right. And the Institute of Medicine from the National Academy of Sciences last year showed that medical errors kill up to 98,000 people a year. Now, this, tops it all, is straight from the government statistics, from CDC mortality tables. You'll find that the number one killer of Americans, do you know what that is? It's listed under unintentional injection and adverse reaction, a euphemism for adverse reaction from drugs.
So the number one killer of Americans is drugs, from CDC statistics? Well, wow, why don't we hear this in the news? Why isn't the media covering this? You should really ask your doctors about these statistics and should think twice about drugs and surgery, especially considering actual government statistics of CDC indicating drugs as the number one killer of Americans 34 and younger. But our exciting message to you today is that all chronic disorders can be cured without drugs. Your pain and depression can be cured, and you can stop your medication. So call for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Call before 2 and get a free supplement of B-complex in the form of whole food concentrates to reduce sugar cravings and increase your energy. In our future programs, Dr. Tong will discuss one different health problem and explain how he can treat it. We welcome questions from our audience. You will also learn one important health tip from Dr. Tong each time. If you want a copy of this program, send $5 to Dr. Tong at P.O. Box 9939, Newport Beach, 92658. We are running out of time, so tune in the same channel, KBRT, 7:40 a.m. next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. to learn more from Dr. Tong. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a nice weekend.